people in Vietnam are anxiously awaiting DNA test results. Many fear that their loved ones may be among the 39 people found dead in a refrigerated container truck last week in England. Investigators suspect the people were being transported as part of a global smuggling ring. DNA samples from the bodies have been sent to Vietnam for identity verification. In central Vietnam, authorities have taken hair and nail samples from families who've reported missing relatives. The BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head reports.
5 hours down the main Trans-Vietnam Highway from Hanoi, the province of Nghệ An, the country's largest, stretching from the coast to the Laotian border, is also one of its poorest. There's a long history of its people going overseas in search of better opportunities. Vietnam's founding father Ho Chi Minh comes from here, and famously once worked in the restaurant kitchens of Paris. Today, overseas remittances bring in around $250 million a year from this province, with Britain a favourite destination. The risks of such dependence on informal migration and traffickers have now been brought home to families enduring the agonising wait for news of missing sons and daughters. Lei Ti Lee begs the British investigators to speed up their work so she can know whether her son, Win Chok Thai, was one of the 39 victims inside the container. Ever since we heard the news about it, we've been so worried, says his father, Nguyen Van Tay. We hope he isn't one of them. We just want him back in Vietnam. The family say they've already given hair and fingernail samples to the local police for DNA identification. Thai left a month ago, travelling first to Germany, from where he called them several times. But they've heard nothing from him for 10 days. An official in their village calls residents to a meeting. Vietnam is still run by the Communist Party, on old authoritarian lines. Yet the showy new houses and cars here, unusual for rural Vietnam, flaunt the money to be made by going overseas, a lure to ambitious young people. Lê Đình Thoan made that journey more than a decade ago. He described how he cut the tarpaulins of fruit and vegetable trucks in France to smuggle himself into Britain. His time there was not a success. He was recruited by gangs to work on a cannabis farm, was arrested, jailed, and deported. Yet 10 years later, and now married with a young son, he still dreams of going back. If both governments would open the gates and make it easier, he says, I would definitely go back, and with my family. Getting to Britain has not lost its appeal in this part of Vietnam, even after this appalling tragedy.
The BBC's Jonathan Head reporting in Vietnam.